The Traveler's Journal, April 27th, on a South Beach sojourn. Although Miami is clearly in the U.S., in many ways, it's become the capital of Latin America. The city's been transformed several times in the century since it first grew along the swamps of southeast Florida. Set beside the bright blue waters of Biscayne Bay, the downtown skyline can take on a magic glow in the warm, moist air. Greater Miami is divided into a dozen constituent cities, each with its own population and character. Offshore, a chain of coastal islands connected by causeways constitute Miami Beach. Stretching north to south, all 12 miles are worth seeing, with firm, crushed coral sand that makes for superb beaches. But these days, the most tantalizing section is the 3 miles at its tip, South Beach, or SoBe. A haven for snowbirds in the 1950s, South Beach has turned into a major magnet for beautiful people. Sporting the world's largest concentration of Art Deco buildings and buffed and beautiful bodies, SoBe's neon glow draws visitors by the thousands. By day, sunseekers cruise Collins Avenue or strut the 10 beachside blocks of Ocean Drive. Far into the night, South Beach is the heart and soul of a pulsing party. Chic terrace cafes bristle with young and nubile bodies, tropical-shirted existentialists, buff-bodied rollerbladers, middle-aged trendies, and goggle-eyed tourists. For travelers seeking sensuality, SoBe is the place to be. You can visit us on the World Wide Web at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.